Welcome to Shelton First Baptist Church. We want to welcome all of you who are watching online. Want to encourage you to greet one another with a holy comment. Let us know where you're watching from, who you're watching with, or at least the number of people that helps us track who's hanging out with us digitally and virtually. And it's great to have you here this morning. I want to let you know that we are celebrating Holy Communion, and we're going to try to do that here. Warn you that these are temperamental, and so just prep for some spillage, and that's fine. We are bracing for that. So we will do that towards the end of the service. Want to also draw your attention to our Connect card. If you're newer here, we would love to hear from you and interact if you're interested in a lot of cool options here if you want to get plugged in to our church. And I get the privilege of introducing to you our new worship director, Joe, all the way from Jersey, and we have Lauren, his wife, here somewhere in the facility, and we are excited about how the Lord has brought them here, not just to lead worship, but for Joe to, in the fall, lead our high schoolers, and this, we think, is just a wonderful timing from God. So with that in mind, can we welcome Joe as he leads up in worship?
Well, thank you, everybody. It is such an honor to finally be here. Not as much rain as I was expecting, but it's, it's just been, I'm sure I'll find out sooner or later. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for the amazingly warm welcomes. Would you guys stand as you're able as we begin our day with worship? God, we ask that you would open our hearts this morning to receive you. We ask that we would grow closer through our worship of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, let's sing. Who breaks the power? Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory. The King above all God. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless and all in wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Come on, let's sing. This is amazing grace. All that that you've done for me. Come on, let's give him praise this morning. Let's sing, "Worthy is the Lamb." Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Come on, let's tell him. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. I sing for all that you've done for me. All that you've done for me. All that you've done for me. more time.
When all the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing great. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, but your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Death could not hold him.
Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the bones of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again.
Let's declare this.
You have no rival. You have no equal.
That it is to worship you. We ask that you would be here with us in this moment, that we would see you like we've never seen you before. God, we ask that you would open up our hearts and prepare us for the word that Jake is going to bring today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Go ahead and greet each other as you take your seats.
You have no rival. You have no equal. Yours is the name above all names. I pray that that is a lyric, that is a melody that haunts you in a good way this week, that helps you process what God brings your way, that you would see the lordship of Jesus in and over and through and under your life. And my hope is, by God's grace, to communicate some of that in our text this morning. We are in Luke 14. I want to invite you to open up your Bibles to Luke 14. We're going to backtrack a little bit. I'm going to give a message that I should have gave during Snowmageddon a couple of weeks back. And I felt passionate about this talk and didn't want to skip it. And so we're going to backtrack a little bit and cover the first 11 verses of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. And as you're turning there, I want to let you know that next week we begin a new series called Found, and it is our Easter series. It will be a four-week series in the Gospel of Luke, in Luke 15, looking at the parable of the shepherd going after the one sheep, the woman who turns over the house to get the lost coin, the father who goes after his lost sons. And this is an anticipation to Easter, because Luke 15 is just a portrayal of the gospel. One of the things that I'm gonna hit like a piñata for 4 weeks, the question that I'm going to ask you to ask yourself repeatedly is this question: who is your one? Who is your one? In other words, who is that one person that you're going to pray for that would meet Jesus during this Easter season? Who's that one person that you are going to make practical steps to reach out to? Who's that one person you are going to invite to one of our 5 Easter services? And we have 5. We're going to have 2 Good Friday services and 3 Sunday morning Easter services to accommodate the social distancing rules. And we'll talk more about that and the practicality of it. But I want you to feel the message of Luke chapter 15. And so come next week with open hearts for our community. 2 other things. We do have a connecting class after our second service. And so if you're newer to this church and you want to know more about who we are and what we believe and where we're going, that's a great opportunity. Or you want to join our faith family, that's the place. And so after our second service in our family center in room 101, it's a classroom on the right, we will provide a meal and we will talk you through who we are, and we would love to get to know you. And then lastly, on the last Sunday of this month, we are hosting an informational gathering about Celebrate Recovery here at FBC. We feel that this is a season if people weren't addicted before, they are addicted afterwards. And of course, Celebrate Recovery isn't just about addictions. It's about pain. It's about loss. It's about habits. It's about hang-ups. And we're feeling that the Lord is leading us in this direction and want to see if you want to be on the ground floor of that ministry. And so we're going to talk more about that in a couple of weeks, but put that in your calendar if you feel that that might be a ministry that you want to be involved in. So with that in mind, let me read our text this morning. I will pray and we will get into God's word. Luke 14, verse 1. One Sabbath, when he went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. And behold, there was a man before him who had dropsy, which is a kind of inflammation of the body. And Jesus responded to the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" And of course, we've seen this controversy before as we've walked through the Gospel of Luke. And now Jesus is the one pressing the question, verse 4. But they remained silent. Then he took the man, and he healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that has fallen into a well on a Sabbath day, will not immediately pull him out?" And they could not reply to these things. Verse 7. Now he told a parable to those who were invited to this party when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, don't sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But," verse 10, "when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you." Verse 11, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled.